Okay, well, we're rolling along here. Final week of training camp. Another important week for us. I feel like we've built a little bit off of each week and into the next week. So hopefully we can continue to do that this week and work on a lot of things that we need to continue to work on, build our base in terms of fundamentals, conditioning, things like that. So, we know the Giants are a similar team to Carolina in terms of big physical team. And, a system that even though they changed coaches, there are a lot of people, particularly the coordinators, are in place from a year ago, essentially. So it's a team that has a lot of continuity, but also they've added some explosive and, let's say, impact-type players to their team. So it's a good test for us down there again with, the guys that are on the roster all getting an opportunity to, gain playing time, gain experience, and continue to show, hopefully, their improvement.
Sounds like there was something happening with Brian Storck down in Washington. His rights have reverted back to the Patriots. Have you heard anything along those lines?
I think that's. I don't know if it's official. That sounds like the way it's going to go.
Plan to keep him, or is it going to be the original plan of just releasing him?
Well, we'll find out exactly what the story is, and whenever that is, then we'll make the best decision that we can.
Well, there was a report that you guys decided to move on from Harris. I was wondering if you could comment on that and what you brought to the team over here.
No, I don't have any comment on it. I mean, just didn't work out. Like he came in, worked hard, lost weight. Got in good condition, tried to do the things we asked him to do. There's other people at him.
Still sticking with that position. Saw a lot of Vincent Valentine the other night. Just wondering how far along he's progressed with some of those techniques that you guys teach here. I don't know if it's a lot different from what he was doing in college.
Well, I'd say the players he's playing against is a lot different than what it was in college. Let's start with that. I don't know if the techniques are that dramatically different, but a little different level of competition. Yeah, I mean he's making progress. He didn't get a lot of playing time in the Chicago game. He played some, but he got more last week. So I think that was good for him. Good for him to see that. So. Just keep going. Just making progress.
You said after the Bears game, when you brought in Anthony Johnson in May, you said you get the right guy because of his body build. I was just curious, did that mean, did you kind of bring him in thinking he would be something, and then you saw, I guess, the newer version of him and maybe envisioned a different type of role? Or were you just completely thrown off guard by that he lost 50 pounds?
No, we knew that he had done that. We'd never seen him at that weight. He didn't play at that weight at LSU, and when he came into the league, he wasn't, so he was a different player than what we had seen. No, we didn't think he was going to come in here at 330 or whatever, but which I never, I mean, if you took, I don't know, Alan Branch weighed 300 pounds, what would he look like? I mean, I don't know. You'd have to see that to see what it looks like. So
a guy like Mingo comes in at this stage, what's a bigger adjustment, learning the playbook or getting used to the culture?
I don't know, but he's got a lot of catching up to do. We'll spend, and we already have spent a lot of time with him. He's worked hard. He's put in a lot of extra hours already in the brief time that he's been here to try to absorb all the information that we give them. So we'll see how it goes.
What did you see from him in Cleveland, and what can you kind of bring?
We'll see. He's a versatile player. He's got a lot of skills. See how it all plays out. I don't know. He's rushed. He's dropped. He's played on the line. He's played off the line. He's played in all phases of the kicking game. So we'll see.
Bill, how much has James Devlin progressed from years on the practice squad to now, and how nice is it to have him back healthy this year?
Good. Well, it's good to have any player who's healthy. It's good to have him healthy. you know, James is a conversion, you know, from defense. And I mean, he's, you know, was a pretty solid player, and we had him here on the practice squad, but he's improved. Nobody works harder than James. He's very tough, dependable, smart, you know, catches the ball well for a converted defensive player. So he's continued to gradually improve, and I wouldn't say it was like that low to start with, but it's gotten better with experience.
Did you watch him when he was at Brown, or was this when he was bouncing around in practice squads that you caught
your? Yeah, no, we saw him mainly at Cincinnati. I mean, he was a defensive player in college, so I don't think he's a defensive player in this league.
With a younger player like Mingo, how much does your evaluation of him go back to college rather than what you did in the NFL?
Well, I think the NFL is a lot more important. It's a lot better evaluation. You see him against what we see. So.
Decent playing time last year. How do you think that helped him coming into the season and the type of improvements that you've seen from him so far?
Yeah, well, I think that playing time helped any rookie player going into the second year. You know, David played really well for us last year. He's really smart and has a great, has a good instinct for playing the center position. He's played it his whole life since fifth grade or whatever. So he definitely knows how to play in there. But I would say the extra year probably just moves everything along a little bit quicker, a little bit smoother with the identification. Again, not that any of this was, I would say, a problem, but it's just better with more experience and, you know, more decisive, quicker recognition, just more experience inside on different plays and protections and looks and where to help and, you know, how long to help a guy and when you have to leave him for an assignment or how, you know, sometimes you can't help him at all. Sometimes you can help him a lot, depending on what the play is, the assignment, or location of the other defensive linemen or linebackers, as the case might be. You know, just a lot of little things like that. Kind of tying it together, that's an important part of the center position, is helping the other four guys, two on either side of you, you know, all see the same picture of the people you're responsible for. So a lot of little things. I don't think there's any like big, but, you know, each protection's different, each play's different, every front that we go up against is, you know, has a little bit of a nuance that's a little different than the next one. So a lot of little things like that.
Well, how much do you remember back to when that decision was made to put Brian back in the lineup last year? How much debate was there based on what David had shown you over the first, whatever, 9-10 games of the season?
Right. Well, I mean, there were a lot of factors involved there. And I felt like we had two solid players and did what we felt was best for the team, like we always do.
Bill, are there any position groups that you had a lot of questions about when you started camp that you feel have made the improvements you were hoping they would to this point?
I mean, I think at the start of camp you have questions about everybody, every position, every coach. I mean, all of us. Like, none of us have done anything. So until we can individually and collectively, you know, raise our levels of performance up, they're not there. So something we all have to do every year in camp. It's, like I said, players, coaches, veterans, rookies, I mean, whoever you want. It's a new year. You got to prove it all over again. You got to start all over again. So those questions don't get answered until you get out there and answer them. I mean, I know everybody puts together this year's roster based on last year. I mean, I think that's hard to do. I just don't buy into that, but I'm in the minority there, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Bill, what was your opinion of Colin Kaepernick's decision not to stand for the national anthem, to make a political statement?
Yeah, we're really focused on what we do, getting ready for the Giants, improving our football team. We're not here to talk about political commentary, ideology, and all that.
Well, you mentioned, I think it was a couple weeks ago, you were asked about Cravon LeBlanc, and you said something along the lines of, he finds the ball or the ball finds him, whatever you want to call it. Wondering how you evaluate that skill versus speed or strength or other qualities that are maybe a little bit more measurable and how valuable it is.
Yeah, well, it's a valuable skill. It's a good question. You know, Logan Ryan's another guy that did it in college. You know, You know, he's done it here. So some guys have a real knack for that. Other guys, not as much. Sometimes it's a little bit acquired. Sometimes it's just instinctive. You know, the best example I ever had was Everson Walls. I mean, he didn't technically do hardly anything right from a fundamental standpoint. You know, you would never take another player and say, look, you know, do it the way Everson's doing it. This is the way you would want to do it. But, and he had, I don't know, it was 56 career interceptions, or it was a lot. It was over 50. So, you know, he did things, but he could find the ball, and he had a great instinct for quarterbacks, routes, pattern combinations, and so forth. And so, you know, it certainly wasn't a speed and a measurable thing. You know, you'd have released him on those measurables. That's why it wasn't drafted. But as a football player, I mean, he's as productive as, you know, when I was in Detroit, Lem Barney, same kind of thing. Lem probably had, you know, better measurable skills coming out, but at that point, you know, it was, you know, he made a lot of plays, and he made them on his instinctiveness, ball skills, awareness, you know, et cetera. Ty was first round pick, but, you know, Ty had that too. You know, there was a lot of first round picks that don't have that. You know, he had that. So it's definitely an important skill, and it really is, probably separates good from great players, or average to good players. But it's not the easiest thing to evaluate, you know, and sometimes it's, some of those plays are circumstantial more than they're like great instinctive plays. They just, you know, they're fortunate the way they happen. But then when a guy starts making enough of them, then, you know, it's, you know, it's something a little special. It's tough to evaluate.
How much has that changed over the course of your coaching career, where you hear scouts say that to you, or coaches that you talk to, maybe some kids in college, where they say, hey, he may not technically do this, or this well, but he has that feel for the game?
Every year. Yeah, I think there's those guys every year, you know. And I think the hard part is, in your question, Dan, it's taking it from the college level to the pro level. So you can be a good instinctive college player and it not be good enough in the NFL, or it might be good enough in the NFL, you know. So, and sometimes those other factors become the overriding factor, speed, quickness, you know, explosion, those kind of things that maybe those guys just can't get quite close enough, you know, to make those plays at this level that they made at a different level. So, you know, it's coming out of college and those things, it's one thing, and then seeing that transfer, not saying it doesn't transfer, but transfer to the level of high production, maybe like it did at the college level, you know, isn't always the case. So, and a lot of those guys end up coming up short. Just like a lot of the size speed guys that have the physical talent end up coming up short because they, you know, may not have the instinctiveness or, you know, awareness or whatever it happens to be, whatever adjective you want to put in there to, you know, to do it at this level. Whereas in college or high school or whatever, it's, they're just, there's measurables, their size, speed, power, and all is just enough for them to, you know, to be better than their opponents. Once that playing field levels out a little bit here, then the instinctiveness, awareness, anticipation, and those kind of things, you know, they become more of a factor. But it's a tough thing to evaluate. Anytime.
Final question.
In past years, if I recall, this has been a week where there's been a benefit, I think, that you might have felt to giving the backup quarterback, you know, the idea of, hey, this is what it would be like if you're the starter, you know, to know that going throughout the week. And I'm curious if that dynamic is in play this week or not.
You know, again, we talked about this last week. Again, there are a lot of things that would be beneficial in this game. In the end, we just have to look at the overall opportunity that we have with our team, with various units, with individual players, and try to do what we feel like is best. And are there other things we'd like to do, or are there different ways we could look at it? I mean, there are. We'll look at those, and in the end, try to make the decision we feel like's, you know, best for our team, which includes the units, includes the individuals, includes where we are. So that's what we'll do. I mean, there's benefit to a lot of, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you could bring up a lot of you know, if we did this, we did that, if we did this, that, you know, those all be good, and they would be, and we do that in a staff meeting. Like, we'd like to do this, like to do that, okay, but, like, what's most important? What do we, what's at the top of the list? Or how can we do maybe two or three things if we do take a certain approach? And so that's what we try to figure out. So we'll see.
Just to follow real quick, the time gap between this game and the first regular season game is a little bit wider than last year when you open on a Thursday.
Yeah, so we're talking about 16 days. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's a factor, you know, from Friday to the following Sunday, it's 16 days. So we have to take that into consideration too, you know, again, whether that overrides something or it doesn't. I mean, we'll just have to see, you know, but it's definitely a consideration. Okay. All right. Thank you.